The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports NFL Podcast. We have an emergency podcast. Second hire of the coaching cycle, Antonio Pierce to the Las Vegas Raiders, joining me to break it down, decked out in full Raiders regalia for some reason, with a Raiders helmet behind him, and perhaps fittingly, a Bengals helmet behind him, which we'll get to in a minute. John Breach, Johnny. Antonio Pierce, interim head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders, hired on a full-time basis as of Friday night, or Friday afternoon, I should say. It was about 4 o'clock p.m. while we're recording this. Producer Harry and yourself, I'm sitting at home with Robbie and I had to do some TV things, but you and producer Harry rallied. You threw your kid in the closet. Harry put his life on hold as well. Shout out to everybody for doing that on these interims. And these emergencies. And now we have Antonio Pierce, full-time head coach for the Raiders. I think this is a smart move. What say you?
Yeah, I think this is a brilliant move. I feel like this is what it was headed toward all week, really the past 2 weeks. And of course, the Raiders turned this into a Friday news dump. They had all week to announce it. But I do absolutely love this. Look, I think this is Mark Davis's way of saying, all right, you know what? I blew it with Rich Bisaccia. I already tried the interim coach thing. That guy got me to the playoffs, and I decided I wanted to make a bigger splash. That splash blew up in my face with acid, and now I am going to not blow it this time and keep Antonio Pierce. So, yeah, this seemed like the logical decision, which usually, you know, seems like common sense, but Mark Davis doesn't usually do the logical thing that is common sense.
Well, I would say this. Like, this to me is – okay, a couple of things here. One, Max Crosby – their franchise player, right? Like the right. like the most important player to their franchise right now, a guy who is an all-pro caliber pass rusher, defensive player of the year caliber guy, had an insane season once again, flies under the radar a little bit. You know, they don't have a quarterback right now. They have Devontae Adams, but I would say that Crosby's sort of the face of the franchise. And he said he would demand a trade from the Raiders if they didn't hire Antonio Pierce full-time. You don't see that happening ever in sports where somebody's like, if you don't hire this guy, I'm demanding a trade. And we also had I think there's the Bisaccia stuff at play. There is the Raiders responding to Antonio Pierce after the early season, not midseason, early season firing of Josh McDaniels. The team responded to Antonio Pierce, played great. Frankly, if they played like that the entire year, they would have been in the playoffs. Or in the playoff hunt, like very much in the playoff hunt. And additionally, the specter of Jim Harbaugh was lingering out there because Mark Davis did not commit to Antonio Pierce, wanted to go through the full search. Jim Harbaugh had hired Donnie as an agent. He's been talking to the Chargers. We'll sort of delve into that more later. But generally speaking, It felt like the Raiders were the other team in on Harbaugh, and Mark Davis loves to make a splash hire. Jim Harbaugh would be a big splash hire. Whoever lands him, you're going to think, you know, that team has a big time shot at immediately turning things around based on his track record. And so I do wonder if some of this is finding out in back channels that Harbaugh, like it wouldn't be surprising if Harbaugh got hired by the Chargers in the next 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever it is, maybe Monday, something like that. But I'm not saying they're settling for Antonio Pierce, because I think they're doing the right thing here and hiring the right guy. But it's definitely a little bit reactionary to, I think, what's happening with Harbaugh and almost certainly what happened with Rich Bisaccia.
Well, I think everything. It's a little bit of everything, because it might not even involve
Max Crosby. Yeah.
Harbaugh doesn't have to be thinking about taking Chargers job. If he's just on the fence about taking the Raiders job, and we don't even know if that's true, you cannot take, you have one in the hand and nothing in the left hand. So you go with what you have, and you have a great coach who proved himself over the last half of the season. So I don't think you can wait and hope for something better when you already have potentially something great. And also, you mentioned the Max Crosby thing. You also had Devontae Adams come out and say, hey, look, Antonio Pierce gets my vote. And when you have one of your star players saying, I'm going to ask for a trade if you don't hire this guy, and your other star, your offensive star player saying, you got to hire this guy, are you going to call their bluff? Are you going to not hire him and then see how they react? Because that would be a pretty bold move. And that's how an organization collapses, when you just have a total coup in the locker room with Devontae Adams and Crosby saying, yeah, well, we don't want to play for this new coach that you hired. But that is not going to happen, because they both seem to love Antonio Pierce. And one point to how well he coached over the final half of the season, we know that Josh McDaniels got fired after going 3-5. Antonio Pierce coached 9 games. The Raiders went 5-4 in those games. Not only did they go 5-4, from weeks 9 through week 18, the Raiders gave up an average of 15.9 points per game. That was number one in the NFL. They literally had the best defense at stopping the other team from scoring over the final 9 weeks of the season. I mean, that's insane for Pierce to get this defense playing like that, that quickly. And it's not like they weren't playing teams that couldn't score. They played the Chiefs twice with Antonio Pierce as coach.
Beating an Arrowhead on Christmas Day.
And I was going to say, I feel like that had to be the win where Mark Davis really thought, okay, you know what? I probably should hire this guy. You go in to Arrowhead on Christmas Day and beat the Chiefs at their own game, and your defense scores 2 touchdowns. I mean, that was a bonkers game. And you also had the Vikings 3-0 game that the Raiders gave up 3 points and still lost, which is still insane. I mean, this was the logical hire just based on how they played over the second half of the season.
So looking at Antonio Pierce's career trajectory, I'm not one for media crime here. And I think Adam Schefter is really good at his job, and I'm not trying to dog Adam Schefter or Seth Markman, who's also good at his job. But ESPN, this is an actual tweet from Schefter. ESPN has become an unofficial training ground for future head coaches. Those who left ESPN for coaching jobs include Bill Parcells. Herm Edwards, sure, left for Arizona State, where he hired Antonio Pierce, actually. Kevin O'Connell, very good coach now, but he was there briefly. Jeff Saturday, disaster. And now Antonio Pierce. Like, that's not, I don't know if that's the list I want to be on per se, but I do think, you know, Pierce played from 2001 through 2009. He was undrafted, played at Arizona, drafted, undrafted, signs with the at the time, the R-Skins. He ends up playing with the Giants, and I believe, is that where, anyway, point being is, like, I think Deuce played with him, and Deuce said he was the smartest teammate he's ever had. He coached at Long Beach Poly High School for 3 years, went and took a job at Arizona State with Herm Edwards. And at the time, and I don't know the specifics of this entirely, but in 2021, he was the associate head coach, 2020 and 2021, associate head coach and defensive coordinator, and was in line to replace Herm Edwards as the head coach of Arizona State. And then before that could happen, there was some NCAA stuff that went down, and he ends up getting hired by the Raiders in 2022. He's there as the linebackers coach and takes over as the interim head coach. Clearly, there was some stuff going on with him and Josh McDaniels. I mean, I think that this is very much a you hired a leader of men who's a very smart football mind. And if he can surround himself with smart coaches at the coordinator positions and at coordinator, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, and the position coaches, and they can find a quarterback. I don't know, man. I think the Raiders are a really interesting team, and I like what he brings to the identity of the Raiders.
That's a lot of ifs there, Brinson. My God. But I will say,
well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break and you can address all the ifs after the break next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, so Breach, I threw a bunch of ifs out there about Antonio Pierce. If they can find a quarterback, if he can hire the right people.
And real quick, before we get to that, and this is all going to be interrelated, but you know, when the Chargers hired Brandon Staley, I think one of our biggest question marks was, hey, look, this guy was a Division III defensive coordinator as recently as 2016, and then he's a head coach in 2021. Is that too big of a jump too fast? And so, look, Antonio Pierce was a high school head coach as recently as 2017. Now, I think that is why the interim thing was so big for Antonio Pierce, because he got that head coaching experience. I don't think this would have been tough to give him a job if he didn't get that. But now that you saw it, saw that he can rally the troops, saw what he can do, this absolutely makes sense. But as you said, the important thing here, just we'll get to the quarterback part in a second, but from a coaching staff standpoint is you have to bring in an offensive coordinator that you trust. And as we've noted many times, that if an offensive coordinator thrives, you're probably going to lose them. You're not going to have them for very long. But then also bring in coaches you can lean on. And as you pointed out to me, we saw that Tom Pelissero reported that Antonio Pierce is likely bringing in Marvin Lewis, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Those two are tied together because they work together at Arizona State. Look, say what you will about Marvin Lewis, but the man absolutely reinvigorated a Bengals franchise that was in the toilet. If it was not for Marvin Lewis, he's the one who set the stones and laid the foundation for where that franchise is today. And I'm not saying the Raiders and Bengals are the exact same, but you have a family run kind of.
Here's the comp I would throw with the Marvin Lewis stuff. Sean McVay and Wade Phillips. Yeah. When Sean McVay got hired by the Rams, he brought in Wade Phillips as his defensive coordinator. So he could basically say, I want you. And we don't know if Marvin Lewis is going to be the DC or if Marvin Lewis is going to be the, you know, senior analyst, whatever Marvin Lewis is going to be. But Sean McVay brought in Wade Phillips because he was like, I don't know what I don't know. And I don't know how to be a full-time head coach. and to deal with all of that that comes with being a CEO, and I don't know how to run a defense. And so Wade Phillips is the GOAT, like one of the greatest of all time defensive coordinators. I'm going to bring him in, let him run the defense. And then, you know, Sean McVay changed how he approached that at the court. But, you know, he's had Brandon Staley, had Raheem Morris. Like, to me, if you're Antonio Pierce, you get this job, you don't need to be like, who's the hottest young name? Who's my buddy who can run the defense? Go get somebody you know you trust, who's a veteran guy. Marvin Lewis was the coordinator for the Ravens team that won the all-time great Raven, right? Or was he gone then and Rex was the coordinator for that one? I can't remember. Anyway, he was Marvin Lewis's defensive coordinating chops and defensive coaching chops.
2000 Ravens. Lewis was the defense coordinator.
It was Marvin. It was the DC under Brian Billick, right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, his defensive chops are unquestioned no matter what you think about his stint with the Bengals. And so I think that's a really smart move to bring somebody in who has head coaching experience with, like you said, a family-run organization.
Yeah, and so that tells you that that's already smart decision-making. When you are already ahead of the game, if you're a Raiders fan, you have to feel really good about the future of the franchise in Antonio Pierce's hands. But not only does he have to make this decision with the offensive coordinator, but now, you know, this team doesn't have a general manager technically yet, even though they're getting closer to hiring one. But this is a huge draft, huge free agency, because you have to answer the quarterback question. I mean, that is the black hole right now in Vegas. You know, I don't think Aiden O'Connell is your quarterback of the future. So if you don't find someone there, it's going to be hard to right the ship, no matter how good your coach is. And so I think that is going to be their biggest question mark. And that's going to put a lot on Antonio Pierce's plate early, because he's going to have to get on the same page as a general manager, same philosophy, and same that they're looking for the same thing in a starting quarterback. So this organization is going to have a lot to figure out. You know, the general manager, whoever that ends up being, and Antonio Pierce are both going to be busy the next month or two just trying to lay the groundwork for where this franchise is headed, because this is a huge offseason for this team.
So the Raiders finished 8-9. And I believe, what game did they fire McDaniels after?
He coached 8 games, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So they fired after the loss to the Lions, right? So it was midseason. I'm sorry. I said early season. Man, it felt a lot earlier.
It was October, in your defense.
Yeah, it's midseason. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. He was fired on Halloween. That's right. Good call, Harry. Harry remembers these. Harry remembers these emergency podcasts fondly. You're right. He was fired on Halloween because they lost on Monday Night Football to the Lions. He was fired the next day. The Raiders would then go 5-4 down the stretch, including beating the snot out of the Chargers and getting Brandon Staley fired, losing a 1-score game to the Dolphins, losing to the Chiefs at home, beating the Chiefs later on the road, losing a 3-point game to the Colts, and losing a 3-0 game to the Vikings.
So, well, we mentioned the record, but just real quick, of those, he went 5-4, and of those 4 losses, they could have won 3 of them. Like this, they could have realistically gone 8-1 in those 9 games.
Made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I pointed that out because he goes 5-4. They were only not in one of the games. That was against Kansas City, and then they made it up by beating the Chiefs later. The problem is, and I know I haven't looked at Ryan Wilson's latest mock draft, but I saw Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network put one out today, and he has quarterbacks going 1, 2, and 3, right? So Caleb Williams 1. I was going to call him Chase for some reason. Drake May 2 to Washington, and then Jaden Daniels 3 to the Patriots. And that's the one issue here for the Raiders, is the success that Antonio Pierce had as interim coach over 9 games, unfortunately allowed them to finish 8-9, which means that they only have the 13th overall pick. You also have Atlanta, Tennessee, the Giants. There's just a lot of, like, it's going to be really hard to go get a quarterback in the draft. Now, they could still do something in free agency. They could run it back with Aiden O'Connell and see what they can do. But that's one of the big ifs. It's going to be, I don't think this is and this is where it gets really interesting with Mark Davis and what you expect out of Antonio Pierce. I don't think this is let's win big next year, Antonio. I think there's definitely some rebuilding that goes into this, you know, with a new GM, new head coach again. There's some rebuilding that is in play with this hire.
Yeah, I think there is to a limit. I don't think Mark Davis is going to be a guy who sits through 3, 5, and 12 seasons and lets you keep your job. I think that you definitely have a buffer year for 2024. I don't think Mark Davis is going to fire Antonio Pierce in 2024 unless they go 1-16 or just something completely. So that's your safety.
He's like, I made a mistake. Right. Exactly.
Right. Right. That's where you get things figured out. You know, if they go 7 or 10, 8, 9 again, he's going to be fine. 5 and 12, whatever. But I do feel like this is, after that 1 year buffer, you've got to have things figured out by 2025. But, you know, if you're competing next year, that's even better. And again, the one thing about the draft though, and again, with your head coach, your general manager, you got to get on the same page, figure out your biggest hole. Do you want to trade up and get a quarterback? Is that you do have the Bears sitting up there at number one.
True.
Who might be very much open to a trade. You know, there's been chatter. Maybe they are going to take Caleb Williams because that's why they're interviewing Cliff Kingsbury and trying to make that a more desirable destination that Caleb Williams wants to play in Chicago. But if you blow away the Bears with an offer, they might think, or maybe you trade for Justin Fields. You know, there are options out there. Kirk Cousins is going to be a free agent. And maybe if you're just looking for a stopgap quarterback, you call Ryan Tannehill and draft a quarterback until you get things figured out. So I do think there are options. You don't have to hit the home run this year because, like we just said, you have that buffer. You're probably not going to get fired no matter what happens in 2024. But yeah, I think this is a step in the right direction for the Raiders.
I don't think that this is a – I'm not going to say this is an unserious question, but this is a – I'm asking you this seriously.
Oh, boy.
Is there any chance that they bring in Hugh Jackson too? I mean, Kevin Kilbride's probably too old. I'm looking at old offensive coordinators for Antonio Pierce when he played. Hugh Jackson was on those Washington teams with Marvin Lewis.
Do you think Mark Davis would let Hugh Jackson come back? I mean, don't forget, Hugh Jackson was the head coach of the Raiders before the wheels fell off the wagon.
Two first-round picks after Al Davis died for Carson Palmer.
And look, you know, Hugh Jackson had 2 great years as the Bengals offensive coordinator. If you're looking for someone who might support Hugh Jackson and just got stuck in a horrible organization where the Browns hit rock bottom, and obviously everything's fixed in Cleveland now, but yeah, I think that Marvin Lewis. I'm not sure you can bring in Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think
he seems still a little untouchable in the NFL.
He just got fired from like a not a high level Power Five job in the
Grambling State.
Grambling State. Yes, correct. Okay. Anything else to take away from Hugh Jackson? I would say that just on the Harbaugh stuff, I don't want to dive deep into this, but I thought it was notable. Jim Harbaugh completed, you know, they did the interviews, and then there were several tweets. Schefter and Albert Breer both tweeted that the Chargers had completed an interview with David Shaw and were now Rooney Rule compliant. And like they both had that in the tweet, which is a little interesting because one, David Shaw has not made it appear as if he has any interest in coaching in the NFL or coaching anywhere. David Shaw is the man who replaced Jim Harbaugh and worked under Jim Harbaugh. And the fact that the Chargers interviewed him and then there were tweets from National Reporter saying they're Rooney Rule compliant. I don't know. I'm just saying the timing of that coupled with, okay, we're hiring Antonio Pierce full time. Cause you would want to hire, if you were in the Jim Harbaugh pursuit, if you were the Raiders, you would not want it to leak out. You would not want the Chargers to hire in the division, the Chargers to hire Harbaugh and have it leak out that Raiders were interested, but Harbaugh picked the Chargers. And then they're like, oh, I guess we'll hire Antonio Pierce. If you were pursuing Harbaugh at all through back channels, whatever it was, and he ended up going to the Chargers and your fallback was Antonio Pierce, you have to hire Antonio Pierce before the Chargers announcement is made, which I think is kind of the whole timing of all this just has my rabbit ears up a little bit.
Yeah. I just don't think Harbaugh was ever a serious candidate for the Raiders. I mean, like maybe it just feels like the job wouldn't make sense for him. I get that Davis definitely would want to make a splash, but it seems like the Chargers would absolutely be a better fit. And, you know, obviously he is using all his NFL jobs to try and finagle reportedly clauses into his contract at Michigan so he can't get in trouble for any future violations that might come out.
Could just be using all of these teams to just
exactly. And you know, as far as the Rooney Rule stuff goes, look, the NFL has to be absolutely thrilled right now because you have your first two hires are minority hires. You have the Patriots hiring Mayo, you have the Raiders hiring Pierce. And so no matter how the rest of this offseason shakes out with coaching hires, the NFL has to be thrilled. And so I don't, you know, maybe that didn't look great with the way people were framing their tweets, but now that you're 2 for 2 with minority hires, I think the NFL is good with however this shakes
out. Well, especially after we had, was it last offseason where it was like literally just Caucasians got hired? Or is it maybe it's 2 off-seasons ago? But you know, it was very much like there were articles like Peter King wrote an article about it and how it was a problem. And now they have the, you know, I think look, it's good. I mean, you want diversity in hiring policies, and Gerard Mayo and Antonio Pierce look like two good hires to kick off and the coaching season.
Both former players who relate very well to the guys in their locker room. I think that is the more interesting part. And as our guy EK said in chat, is that we got two leader of men. You know, we didn't get an offensive coach. We didn't get a defensive coach. We got leader. The guy who will take you into battle, and you want to battle with him.
That's right.
That's what we got so far.
That's just like the Pick Six podcast, just like you, me. You wouldn't take Ryan Wilson into battle, but you take producer Harry to battle with you. We're going to take you out of battle, call the dogs off on this one. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. That's it for the Antonio Pierce Has Been Hired Emergency Podcast. We're back every time there's a coaching hire or any firings that occur. Breach says go Raiders, apparently. For Breach, I'm Brinson. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.